So, all right, everybody, welcome back. This is episode 13, lucky number. Let's go.
Yeah, lucky number, dude. Fucking this whole month has been really fucking unlucky.
Yeah,
well, so fuck off.
My bad. You're the one doing No Jill July.
All right, before we get going though, shout outs to my boy Carl Didn't.
Oh yeah, Carl Didn't's the man.
Yeah,
he's our one and only. No, he's our. There's two. There's an anonymous one there.
We got a rating on
rating,
iTunes podcast or Apple podcast.
5 stars, baby.
Yeah, and you left a cute little comment too.
Yeah, it's weird.
Wait, Matt, is your middle name Carl?
No,
I'm Steve, baby. What's
Steve-o.
Matthew Steven, baby.
And shout out the Australian guy too.
Yeah, the Australian guy. He's still kicking it, riding with us.
The Australian ambiguous guy. There we go.
Australian Malian. Dossy. Saucy.
You got your list ready, Marcus?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about today, bud? You having any problems at home? You having any problems at work?
You having any problems, period?
His problem is that he has family and work.
I am a problem.
Maybe if you listen to this, stop listening.
Turn it off right now. Remember what you said. Anything can and will be used against you in the court of divorce. Marcus isn't married, but he's getting there. Just like the rest of us. What's up? We're all in a relationship. I'm in a relationship with my work. I'm married to the game.
Oh my god, the rapper, not
the... Nah, I'm more of a 50 Cent fan.
No show. Bankrupt?
What?
Bankrupt?
Ooh. Yeah. How do you think I could afford this mic?
Ooh.
I had rough day.
Oh, yeah, shout out to our sponsor, Blue Yeti.
Blue Yeti, sponsored, not sponsored.
Also, how about our boy Mike here?
Yeah, Mike finally showed up for one podcast. I can't wait for Big Bear. We might have two mics on the podcast.
Oh my god.
Fuck, you're gonna podcast then.
Yeah, it's gonna be wild.
You're gonna be living life to the fullest.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm still deciding on what keg to get. It seems like everybody's down to go in on a keg.
Height, maybe.
So if we can, or Sahi Super Dry. Oh, let's
go. No,
dude. We can find the height personal kegs.
These?
I'd be so down.
Dude, I found them online, but they're expensive.
Really?
They're $16 a piece. When we bought them, they were 10 bucks a piece.
It's 150%. Why don't you guys just go to like the Asian market?
That's what we're going to.
Like, we should just do that. We should get a keg anyway. Then we should go to the Asian market and see what else we can get. Eventually, it'll get drank.
Eventually.
Oh, we're going to play Beer Die out there.
Yeah.
Wait, who's bringing the table?
Nobody. We'll just use one of theirs.
Hey, like, what is Beer Day?
It's a...
We talked about this on the last one. If you listen, you would know.
Yeah, if you did listen. Beer Day is a beer game where you play with dice.
There's a bunch of rules and you drink.
Yeah,
so like Yahtzee.
No.
Pretty much. Exactly like Yahtzee, but with beer.
And one die per person.
And craps.
If you roll a 7, then...
You
get ahead. Not even close.
Oh, man.
Rough day at the mill, huh, Bub?
Who the fuck is Bub?
Bub.
Oh, Bub.
No, Rob.
Roberto. So how do you, what do you guys think? Looks good, right?
Yeah, the makeover looks good. It's a lot cleaner.
I feel like,
hold on.
Now you just need to, I didn't say.
You know what you should do, Matt? You should spray paint the corners.
Black?
But you don't. No, hold on. You don't need to put tape or anything because what is that stuff called?
Plasti-Dip.
Yeah, Plasti-Dip just comes right off. For the record, Matt convinced me that Plasti-Dip comes right off.
It does come right off.
Let the record say that it does not come off.
You're not lazy.
Okay, so you guys
right
can
off.
Paint a good word picture. So he has giant mirrors that are the doors for his closet, and he's Plasti-Dipped the borders of the mirror without taping it
like
any of it off.
The corners. You didn't do the whole thing, right?
The frame.
You did the whole frame?
I did the whole frame.
Oh.
But when you were there, you told me,
oh, yeah,
you
get it off?
Just scrape it off with a razor.
No, seriously, it'll be really quick.
I tried it with a razor. I've tried it with fucking acetone.
You tried it with gasoline?
I'm fucking... Dude, I gas at home, dude. No gas is like weed.
Yeah, he's got that young straight fire gas. The marijuana's. Ooh, I got the stizzy if anybody wants in.
Marcus, you're going to jail. I'm okay.
Oh, I bought one, by the way. A notebook. The 4x.
Oh, the grid?
Yeah.
Marcus Braswell. Oh, yeah, he's on
oh,
Marcus.
Oh, yeah, dude. So
did you see?
Alright, so Marcus Braswell, if you listen to this, I saw you.
Shout out.
Alright, so...
I remember Marcus Braswell.
The only other Marcus Agronata besides your boy Marcus.
Shoboy.
Yeah. Dude, you got a little yin-yang going on right there.
It's like a crescent moon.
Tell me right now that it does not look like a yin-yang. Pull that up.
I'm going to post this on our...
That's going to be our artwork.
Oh, come on. Turn the flash on. Like a professional. Yeah, that's straight up a yin-yang sign right there.
Yeah.
You should get that tattooed, Marcus.
Just like that, though.
Purple and everything.
Yeah.
You should actually get it done while it's purple.
That would hurt.
Oh. So you get it the most accurate.
Do you ever think about getting any tattoos, Marcus?
Yeah.
What are you going to get? Don't you fucking dare say
it. I'm going to say hope. Oh. In Japanese. All in English.
Dude, that's the greatest.
Is that, there's the, after I get my plumbing license, I'm going to get 2 pipe wrenches, like an X.
Oh, that's going to
say
badass.
Lay in pipe.
Lay in pipe since 1995.
I hate you so much.
No, it'll be 2019 because that's the year you get my
fucking license. Oh my God. But you're really going to get that tattooed? The 2 wrenches? Are they going to be like...
Are they going to be pipe wrenches?
Pipe wrenches.
Yeah, and then Kyle's going to get a fork and a knife. You can get like a hammer and like a taco or whatever.
I'm going to just get a bunch of decimal points. Shirt idea is hope in Japanese.
Hope in Japanese.
Yeah.
On a shirt in English.
New merch. Speaking of a gag, tattoos, Ruben's one of his best friends has a half-finished goldfish tattoo. Like a really shitty drawn, like, kid's goldfish
right.
tattoo.
Right.
Like,
and he uses it to pick up girls at bars.
What does it say?
No, it's just like a,
or what
it's like
he,
half
what
a
does
tattoo.
He say?
You're like, oh, you want to see my tattoo? And he shows them a half-finished goldfish.
That's it?
Yeah. And it works.
And then they go, what are you drinking?
2 out of 3 times, it works every
what
time.
What are you drinking? No, what's in your cup?
Goldfish.
Oh, God. Oh, this guy's so nice, I can take advantage of him.
Oh, my. Dude, you see what Omar did to me?
He took it off?
He ripped my pop socket off.
When? Why?
When we were at Brickyard.
Ah, because you beat him?
No. Because he was mad.
That's why. Because you beat him.
No, it wasn't Brickyard. It was the other one. El Tejano.
El Tejano?
Yeah. That was before we all went.
Oh.
Yeah, because I don't think Omar went with us that day, did he?
Yeah, Omar listens to every single podcast that we have.
I love him for it.
Yeah.
He's never been in any single one of them.
Yeah, he has.
He has. On his birthday.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, we did one on his birthday?
Yes.
I was there.
Yes.
When?
On his birthday.
On his birthday in my room.
And then we went to...
That's nice.
Then we went to... what's it called?
What's it called?
Dave and Buster's.
This one actually works.
Dude, I do not remember that.
And he's going to be in the one that's in a...
Oh, for stash.
A big
like,
yeah.
Put a bunch of fucking weed and stuff.
Yeah. Put all of your mollies in here.
Exactly.
At the record state, I do not do that stuff anymore.
You never did.
Your M does. Yeah, I've never done it either.
Never.
Never ever. Never ever ever? Forever ever?
Ever.
Anything you guys are excited about coming up? This weekend we're going to see Odessa in the park.
They're closing...
It's going to be really fucking dusty. It's going to be so fucking dusty.
Yeah, it's going
to
be hot.
I don't know. I'm not really fucking excited to go.
I'm
going to
bring allergy medication.
Just show up.
Yeah.
Psycan, bro?
Just
show for Big Wild and Odessa. Because
wait, who else is playing?
Big Wild.
Big Wild and Odessa, that's it?
There's two other openers, but there's no point in
saying what are the names? What are the names?
I don't know. If I knew, I would tell you.
I think there's some kind of Odessa fan.
That's why I know Big Wild and Odessa.
Wait, who's got an Odessa shirt I can borrow?
I don't. I just gave my, my what's it called, shirt away.
Oh.
I asked someone another shirt.
Nice. Me too. I gave it to Peter.
I gave it to Nicole. She wanted it.
Nice.
Just, you didn't even fucking headbang though.
Yeah.
Ready?
That's how you know I got no life, you know?
Why? Selfish bitch.
Alright.
I'm walking out.
Alright, buddy.
Close the door behind you.
Will do. Good luck, guys. Have a good
Thanks.
Night.
Thank you, you too.
Adios.
Adios.
So what were you saying after we were so rudely interrupted?
Something about zombies.
By that guy who doesn't know. What a podcast is? First of all, he's not following the boys' backyard barbecue.
What a dick.
Missing out.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Now I'm excited. It's gonna be cool though.
He's like, will you go away?
Damn.
That was cool, kind of.
Yeah, it's alright. He's gonna start working with you, huh?
What are we going to tell him? He's not going to be your helper? He's not going to be your helper?
Water noise.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, he's not going to be, you know. What's nice, though, is like...
Is he going to be on... Is he going to be the dispatcher?
No. Probably not. He would probably be a laborer slash helper. He's got to, you know, come correct and come ready to work.
Well, yeah.
Right, he's got to come with a good attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, you mean he's got to come with... You know, grabbing his ankles.
Pretty much. Matt.
Yes, sir.
What are those two lines right there that I'm seeing on your wall?
The line there?
Yes.
On the line there?
Yes.
Drywall.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm going to screw those in and mud them.
Nah, that's cool.
It's siding, but on the inside, you know?
It's been like that forever.
Are you
and
serious?
You got the
yeah.
one piece of molding.
Dude, wait, hold on. What happened
yeah.
to that poster you had?
Which one?
You know which one's something.
Oh, the girls? The girl. I got rid of all my posters.
Hey.
Long time ago.
That's one
that's the mirror I was talking
that's
about.
That's the girl that got hit with the hammer?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I was going to mount over there and then put the
guys,
TV up on
how
the wall.
How come none of us have a picture of all of us together in their rooms?
Because none of us print photos.
I do. It's on my computer.
Yeah.
It's in my phone. It's technically in my room. Actually, I have one on your phone, too. It's in my room.
We'll take a group photo at camping and we'll frame it for everybody.
Yeah.
Dude, we haven't taken group photos in forever.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
the last one was camping.
Like, what really pisses me off is, like, me and
Who
we
takes
take,
it, though?
We don't take pictures.
Then. You take a group selfie and
Dude.
Then you're like...
What the fuck?
Dude, our camping one's leaving from Big Sur.
Yeah.
And everybody's just dead. Wild. 100% wild.
Yeah. I still have the ones from Angels.
Dead as fuck.
From Chile.
You set up? You alright
over there? Okay, what were you going to say? You and...
Yeah, me and Sydney, we don't take pictures anymore.
Why not?
And I asked her if we could start taking pictures, and she goes, I'm not taking pictures.
You want me to get you one of those things for your bedroom?
Picture?
You want me to get you a Polaroid camera?
No, one of those digital picture frames. So you put all your pictures on there, and then... Like, I don't know, we're on your slideshow, your nude show up. Come on. It'll be
dude,
fun.
Dude.
See, this is the last group photo I have. And I'm not even in it because I took it.
Wait, who the fuck is that guy with the red hat?
It's your boy.
Dude, he looks so fat. Damn.
Dude,
I miss that sweater? Where is that from?
Let me see that picture.
Burma.
Oh, God. I was fat.
Thermal Take Core P1 Tempered Glass Edition Mini ITX Open Frame.
Let me see that.
That looks cool.
That's for a phone case?
No, open frame computer. Open air computer.
What if instead you just got like a big ass fucking industrial size fan and you just fucking like put it right next to your computer?
So it stay cold forever.
Yes.
Or you just water cool it.
Or
yeah,
you get a big ass fucking fan.
The water cooler works better. And quieter, actually.
No.
I'm trying to see if I have any. Oh, this is my favorite group picture right here.
all of our artwork is group photos.
Yep. We're gonna end up framing those one day.
I love that. I love all of them. I think they're
all
great.
Dude, they're all really good. That's gonna be awesome.
Dana, what's a piece of advice that's stuck with you forever?
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
How come?
You've never done that, though.
Hey, Dana's ready to be a dad.
He is ready to be a dad.
Man. I'm ready to go to sleep, guys. Why do we make these things so late?
Because you get off of work at this time.
Dude, you were working when you got here. By the way, thanks for doing that for me.
Yeah. I'll snake your drain any day, baby.
Oh.
You mean you'll put your snake down his pipes?
Oh.
You clean out his sewer anytime.
Wait, is this before that other picture was taken? Is this the before of the other one?
Which one?
This is Porter Omnia.
Yeah.
This is before. The other one that we used as a wallpaper is after.
It's the same day, but yeah.
We all look so good, and then we died.
It's because everyone's wearing my clothes.
That's true.
What's a thing of advice that stuck with you?
I think a lot about, like, you know Edwin from ZBT?
No.
Edwin the president, really cool guy.
He's a president now?
Or he was president. For his, like, going away speech for ZBT.
Uh-huh.
He was like, he's gonna know, like, a lot of you guys, like, look up to me. And, like,
Edwin was the guy who always did the, like, he did the philanthropies where he was hosted them and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, so
okay.
Funny, charismatic.
Yeah.
Perfect guy. And he's like, I know a lot of you guys, like, look up to me and stuff. Because, like, I did president and I was, like, sweetheart and all this stuff. Because
I'm the person you all want to be.
Yeah. And then he was like, he's like, but honestly, like, he's like, I have no idea what I'm doing. He's like, I became president and I had no idea what, like, it involved, what I had to do, like, I got asked to speak at, like, graduation, and I have no idea what I'm going to say. He's like, and honestly, like, I'm winging it all the time. He's like, and I'm pretty sure, like, everybody else is winging it too. And, like, no one knows what they're doing. And I was like, fuck.
Damn.
I'm like, you're right. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm like, I asked Ruben too, like, when he was, like, trying to figure out what he was going to do after he graduated. And he's like, dude, I go to bars and, like, I talk to people and everybody is, like, on the same page. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with my life.
Uh-huh.
And we're just all, everyone's winging it.
We're doing something now.
Yeah.
Am I, like, the only one that's, like, not winging it? Because I know exactly what I'm going to be doing every single little fucking moment of my goddamn life.
Fuck you.
So my back's fucked.
Yeah.
That is surprising to me, is that you do seem like we pretty much have a plan. Party until you're 28 and die.
Fuck it.
Is that really what you want to do?
Nah, party. Work hard until I die. And then everyone would be like, man, he worked so fucking hard.
He worked himself to the grave.
He worked himself to save enough money to die.
Yeah. What about you, Matt?
I don't know. I don't get that much good advice.
Really?
Yeah, I always give it.
Oh, no, I got this one.
Go ahead.
You don't have to set yourself on fire.
Oh, my.
Don't. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You should take your own advice, buddy.
Huh?
You should take your own advice. That's why you're always red, huh?
No.
He saw it on Reddit.
No. He's got a red shirt on.
Oh, my God.
Don't read too into this.
It's all about... No. What was that one thing? The thing that Wayne Gretzky copied off of Michael Scott? You'd miss 100% of the... Wait, am I allowed to do this? Is this copyrighted?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
Michael Scott. Also Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, well, yeah. That's true, too.
It's good meme.
I don't know. I can't think of any, like, advice off the top of my head.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You haven't had anything that profound told you?
How
really.
About camping? Always put the food in the back of the truck.
Everybody else is going through it when we're camping. So it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
If you're tripping, don't worry. Everybody else is tripping too.
Just keep swimming.
You guys like my little hook down here?
Yeah.
Nice. It's a fork.
Is it really?
You just need a fork
in
between
fork.
These.
It's a fork, yeah.
Dude, oh my gosh.
Fucking genius.
Where's perfect? Are you forking?
Dude, alright, so I saw this thing on Reddit.
Forget
this guy made
it.
A desk or a TV stand or whatever the fuck it was.
Can you set up?
So his thing
so
when
I can talk to you, not talk down on you.
His thing was when he was like making his room. When he was making his room. So when he was making his room.
My dick.
There we go.
When building his house, or like designing his room and all that stuff.
Right.
He said, I only want to be able to make. Or I only want to be able to like put stuff in here that I can carry out by myself.
Okay.
So what he did was he got cinder blocks, each cinder block on one side, and then like a piece of wood, cinder block and all that stuff, so he can take all this stuff apart and do it all by himself.
Oh, okay. So like when he moves out, he can just disassemble it and then take it with him and then reassemble it easily?
Yes.
But why cinder blocks?
But inside of his house is cinder blocks.
No. I mean, no. Like, literally, it's just, like this desk right here. So, pretty
yeah.
much
cinder blocks.
Cinder blocks.
On the
cinder
right.
Block, cinder block.
Right.
And then cinder block, cinder block, cinder block. Then he's got a piece of wood. Piece of wood. But it's, like, nice wood or whatever.
Okay. So, it's like this. Something like this.
Yes.
Okay.
And he did all that stuff. And like that, he's got a guitar. He's got a bike.
Have you seen the cinder block benches? Those things are wild. But they're like the same thing. It's like two slots of wood in between the things on the cinder blocks.
Okay.
And then they're two sets of cinder blocks going up. So it's enough. Like, it's tall enough. But it's still just a
cinder block.
Concrete and wood.
Yeah.
You can carry it out yourself, but you're going to be exhausted by the time you get everything outside.
How aesthetic did it look when he was done?
It was pretty good. He got the idea from Urban Outfitters.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, okay, I could see that.
It's the modern industrial aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that cup with the coffee mug holding your money tree.
Yeah, looks good, right?
I mean, you need to give your fucking money tree some water.
It needs water,
it's moist right now.
Yeah. Well, you need to be able to drain that fucking soil.
Yeah, I gotta cut a hole in the bottom of that.
No, you don't cut a hole in the bottom. You just...
What do I do?
You put gravel at the bottom.
Okay, then I'll do that.
Yeah, but you should actually cut a hole.
I'm gonna get some of that. I'm gonna get some
succulents.
Succulents.
Dude, you fucking
the windows.
Dude, why don't we do this? Like,
what?
Hold on.
What?
Just hear me out.
All right. What?
Remember that book, The Traveling Pants? Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
The Brotherhood of the Traveling
Sucks.
Oh, yeah, Marcus gave me a piece of his, and it's still growing in my room.
Ooh. You want a piece of my sack?
You want some
gave me
sack?
Some of his sack, and it's still in my room.
You want some sack?
So you're going to break off some of your sack and give it to Matt?
Ooh.
You're going to put your sack in his cup?
This conversation really sucks.
Kill yourself.
Your mom's a thought.
Your
mom's a thot.
Your grandma's a hoe.
No, your mom's a hot. Bert thinks she's hot. They might have fucked. Oh man, this is hot.
You lost me there.
Yeah, super duper cow.
Super duper cow. Your mom's a
hot. What song is that? I'll play it.
Do what it does.
Listen to rap.
No, I listen to Kyle.
It's our buddy Kyle.
Shout out Kyle.
Shout out Jesus, bro.
Shout out
that's
Monster
the whole point
Energy
of that
drink.
Song. That's the whole point of that song. Hey, yo, shout out Jesus. Yeah, shout out Jesus. And shout out to my boy J-Dog. He goes by the name of Jesus.
He's over there sitting on the couch. Also, he goes by the name of Jesus.
Hey, yo, thanks for rolling up this block.
This song. At the end of it. Shout out
to me by the name of J-Dog, serving life right now. I guess go by the name Jesus. And shout out Jesus. Oh, yeah, shout out Jesus. And my mom and
Jesus.
Jesus. So how's your family from Mexico adapting?
They're like, I feel like they get not overwhelmed, but they just don't understand how much there is to do here. Because like I'll ask them, like, hey, what do you guys want to do? And they're like, I don't know, like, whatever. And I'm like, look, whatever you want to do, you can do it here.
How long are they going to be here?
They're leaving Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
So they can be back Sunday and then go to work Monday.
How, okay. Really quick, I'm like, how are they allowed to get in, like, just passport and all that stuff?
Yeah, you get a visa. All
right.
Have a trip. You can do a trip.
It's like, it's just traveling.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, I didn't know, like, Mexico and U.S. relationships were that good right now, especially with the whole.
Yeah, you can still get a visa. You just got to pay money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything in Mexico works by money.
Oh, well, everything here works by money, too. It's just a little more under the table. Or over the table,
yeah.
Actually. The visa fees you got to pay are probably stacked.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Do you have to get any visas for your trip? Or
I mean,
is that next year?
In Europe, it'll be 2021 when you have to get a visa.
Wait, you have to get a visa to go to Europe?
Next time, in 2021.
Yeah.
But it'll probably change the law by then, too. Everything gets so fucked up.
Oh, man. All right. So I was listening to, I think it was Kevin and Bean.
Yeah.
On the radio. There's this story about this guy. His name was Pedro. And he had an extra ticket or something like that for like a baseball game.
It's a Dodger game today?
No, I don't know what it was. But he instead of like giving it away or whatever or selling it,
uh-huh.
he invited this homeless guy who was a huge fan apparently.
Right.
And they did a news story on it.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, yeah, you know, like this guy, like everyone else was on their phones and whatnot, but this homeless guy wasn't on his phone. He was really into the game.
He was just sitting
and
there.
And everyone was thinking, I'm like, he doesn't have a phone. But at the end of it, he goes, I don't remember if it was Kevin or Bean, but he goes, you know, Pedro seems like a really cool guy and I really, you know, I'm proud of, you know,
call
to
him
do a story
friend.
About
oh, okay.
this guy, and I would definitely vote for him.
Vote for Pedro.
That was his whole fucking thing.
That's awesome. They always do stupid shit like that. That show is a lot of fun. That's like that's really fun to listen to in the morning.
Yeah, 6 a.m.
Better than nothing.
So
they start at 5:30.
Guys, there is this guy on Reddit. He literally, on every single comment, he'll start off like with being with the topic of the situation going on.
Uh-huh.
And like, yeah, but it also kind of reminds me of back in 1998 when so-and-so threw, when The Undertaker threw so-and-so the cage into the stand.
Are you kidding me?
There's literally every single thing, dude.
That's awesome.
Like, he has his own subreddit because of that.
It was back in 1998.
Who is this? Sheriff Chocolate?
No, it's not Sheriff Chocolate, no. Fuck, I cannot, but he has his own fucking subreddit.
That's awesome, though, that he just goes about that every time. Stays on topic. Yanked.
Thanks.
My phone rebooted.
Why?
What,
you want to charge it?
No, it's up for an update.
For the record, Marcus still has a BlackBerry.
I have the newest BlackBerry out.
This, yeah, no, it's 3 years old.
Remember when you bought it, and then the week after they released the newer one?
The newest one in America. All right, fuck off.
Where do you live?
America. No, this is the newest one in America. Right now, because they haven't allowed the other one back in.
Oh,
okay.
It's because they blow up in people's faces.
They won't let you fly with that thing.
You can't bring light onto the thing.
No explosives.
So we can't bring your mom on planes, because you know that pussy is.
Mom?
Oh my god.
He can't even come back from that one down.
Just like his mom came back.
No.
You should know. You came out of there, you know what I'm saying? You were crying when you left because it was that good.
Marcus is just mad because he's really good at your mama jokes. But it doesn't take much to be good at him, so he's mad.
It doesn't take much to be good at his mom either.
Ooh. Every Friday.
Oh man.
It's alright though. Do you want to play some Nintendo or?
Oh, you got a Switch?
No.
Didn't fucking think so.
Oh. I figured out how to customize the Mii characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're going to get wild. The Mii character's going to be so OP.
I made Don Juan.
I already reckon Marcus.
No, dude. Nick got really fucking good with anybody.
What?
With anybody.
Yeah, all he does though is play.
I know, but Adrian, you might fucking... Or I want to see Ivan versus Nick so fucking bad. I want to see Ivan versus Nick versus David.
I want to see you hype up Nick to Ivan, and then Ivan just go, oh, okay, cool. And he goes up and just starches him perfect. Just the end of the fight. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
David's good, though.
And then David comes through. He's like, all right, let me try this.
He's so good.
Can I play? Yes.
Yanked.
David's good. I'd smash him with a Mii character, though. Don Juan.
All right, we got to explain Don Juan to everybody.
Don Juan is a build-your-own Mii character that a friend of ours made.
But the original fictional character is from... a play, I forget what it's called, but it's like it takes place back in medieval times.
Yes.
When you would win the courtship of a woman,
yes,
like her hand in marriage through a duel. So Don Juan would go around the village challenging all the dads to take their daughters, to take their hand.
All
and
of them.
So he would challenge them, kill them with ease, and then rape their daughters and leave.
And that's why we named him Don Juan.
Yeah, and he would just go around everywhere, just killing and raping. Because
I'm killing Margaret and raping them.
I don't have any daughters. I got Bowser, so you can fuck my dog, bro.
But yeah. So he's
what's
got
the
a sword.
Guy? Oh, it's Dano.
But you do
Dano
that.
Wano.
But you do
the
that.
Guy who, like, fucking kills all his best friends' fucking mom.
Ask Sydney.
Fucks.
Ask Sydney if you're going to have a daughter. Stepdaughter.
Okay.
Dude, if you have a girl, you know for Halloween I'm dressing up as Don Juan.
With the mustache. Oh my god. You really wearing a Christmas shirt right now?
Yeah, bitch.
Really?
My brother got this for me.
When?
Wait, which brother?
Huh?
Which brother?
Nick?
Yeah. You think David gets you?
No. He gets you gray hairs for Christmas.
Gray hairs in an empty mini fridge.
The mini fridge is full of alcohol, for the record. Or was.
We're getting a full-size fridge in my work, finally.
Hell yeah. Upgrading from a Yeti cooler or what?
We have a mini fridge like Marcus's house. That's it for 8 people.
Just full of...
We have one thing of creamer in there.
Yeah.
And that's all we can leave in there, or else everything will go bad.
I leave my creamer to mom. No.
Are you kidding me?
He's not even going to daff us for that one. It was perfect.
I'm not here to fucking play your fucking game, bro. I'm here to fuck your mom.
Don Juan's back. Marcus, sit on the... No, grab that towel. Grab that towel out of there. You can sit on the towel.
The Uso towel.
Hand in the towel?
You can sit on the towel.
You're going to pull it. I was going to stand on it somewhere.
Is it wet?
No.
No,
like, no one else is wet?
Oh, my fucking...
Your mom. It's comfortable, huh?
Can you just prop the leg up like this? You got the pose.
There it is.
Welcome back. Marcus is in the game once more. It's nice having a mic. I really want to know how this one sounds.
Yeah.
You'll hear it tomorrow when I listen to it on Apple Podcasts. Hey, everybody, just remember to like and subscribe.
Yeah,
throw
down
all, forever.
Throw down all your questions in the comments below.
Yeah, and if you wanna send us a question, hit us on Twitter. We'll get back to you.
How big is Matt's dick?
Ask all the questions.
Marcus's mom.
All the questions should be directed to Marcus through BBM messaging.
Friendly. Jokes and laughs. You have a BlackBerry.
Huh?
You're just mad you have a BlackBerry.
Crackberry.
Can't afford an iPhone S.
You're putting your mom's ass.
Wait.
That's a good one, Marcus. That was a good one.
You're gonna put your fucking feet on my fucking bed.
You want to square up right now or what, Doc?
No. I don't square up, bro.
I box out.
I round up.
I'm getting off work early tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting off at noon. As long as I get that CMM done, I'm out of there.
What's the CMM?
CMM, coordinate measuring machine. It measures.
Wait, did you say coordinate?
Coordinate.
Oh, coordinate. Like coordinates?
Yeah. It'll measure parts. It'll just like, but you can check it at basically every angle except the bottom.
What do they use to check the bottom?
It's on a flat surface, so they use the bottom as a reference point. So you put the piece on the flat reference and you check all the points on it on the sides, and it'll basically draw you the picture of the part. Yo, how did you get the bruise on the back side of your arm?
I can't see. Oh, that old thing?
So yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't know, I'm going out to Oxnard or something like that, so. A little bit of driving, a little relaxing, arm out the window early morning when it's 90 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
Guys, how do you think our ancestors did when they didn't even have air conditioning?
They just got used to it.
They didn't have weather this bad.
Global warming.
When did fucking...
They sucked it up. Like your mom did.
I know. Death Valley reached like 134 degrees.
Jeez.
Driving back from Arizona was 111.
2 days ago, like last week?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude, you guys hear something crazy?
What's crazy, Marcus?
France,
uh-huh.
They're having, like, their environmental, like, protests and all that shit.
Okay.
It was 114 degrees.
During the protest? Is that somebody saying, you know what? We don't want you out here.
No, they still did that shit. And then, like, that's when the police had, like, pepper spray and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pepper spray the fuck.
Nice.
I know, like UC Davis style.
Oh, really?
Dead ass.
So, like, worse than California protests?
Yeah.
Rodney King?
Rodney King protests, that was actually riots, and they were not peaceful.
You're right. But.
Yeah, did we talk about the earthquakes?
I think we did a little
pretty
bit,
sure,
right?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I swear to God, if you try to throw something else in my fucking mouth.
Just save it for his mom.
We didn't talk about the shootings.
Oh my god.
24 fucking people.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I'm gonna read these messages.
You're gonna read them now for the first time properly, and it's gonna make sense to you.
No, I understood that, but no. Fucking Kyle got me so fucking good.
Dude, I was on the phone with him like I was on the phone with both of them like 20 minutes after you guys texted that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's what you meant by 24 people.
All right, you guys hear about the shooting, or Omar, you guys heard about the shooting on Chatsworth? The person went to Patrick Henry with us. Adrian, what the fuck? Adrian, Omar, what shooting? And apparently some girl was attacked by her BF with a hammer. She was a C-sensory girl. Kyle, a chick in Granada shot 24 people. That's what Omar's talking about. Adrian, OMG. Omar, no Kyle, her name was blank. She was found dead in an alleyway on blank, or on this street and that street. Which one are you talking about, Kyle? Oh, so what about the chick that shot 24 people? Omar, send the link. What the fuck? Omar sends a link. On the title of this link, it says, or on the title of
the article.
Article, it says, Granada Hills woman, 24, found shot to death in an alley. Talking about this? Because that's the same woman.
My God.
And I put in, dude, parentheses, killed 24 people versus 24-year-old kill. By the way, like, this is not funny. I'm not like, laughing about this. I'm just, it was funny how
no, it
we
was,
got our shit mixed up.
It was 2 4-year-olds.
Yeah. No, man. Sorry, that's it. I was high when I read it, but yeah, that's it. God damn it.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy though.
But yeah, that's really close to home.
Yeah, that too. Like, really close to home. Yeah. The alleyway right there on Chatsworth and
Zelzo, Babbitt, Shoshone, and
Louise.
What?
Havenhurst. Chatsworth and Havenhurst.
Are you serious?
That was on Chatsworth and Havenhurst?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
That's close to where Eric used to live.
That's by the church. Wait, which Eric?
I don't know. That's Devonshire.
That's not Louise.
Who's Eric?
I was thinking...
Gomez? Wow. I wonder how much of that I missed.
I don't know.
That's fine.
Yeah. But, all right, we got cut off again. Sorry about that. We just got to keep an eye on it for next time.
You didn't have to cut me off.
Could you not lay on my bed with your dirty back hairs?
Dirty back hairs?
Dirty you call it?
Sydney likes them.
Oh, man.
Dude.
So we're figuring out how to work with the speaker.
Yeah, we're working on the mic.
Working on the mic.
Actually going to Anchor, or I'm going to see if I can find like a free... like
sound thing.
Yeah.
So we can edit the noise, and then we're going to start Marcus's cooking channel.
Yeah, we're going to start that. The first episode is going to premiere Thursday after we go camping.
Yeah.
Because that's when we're going to do the first episode.
Yeah, where were you doing this at?
We're going to do it in Big Bear. We're going to do episode one in Big Bear.
Yeah.
While you're cooking for everybody, we'll just record it. Edit it together and we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
No one learns MSG, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
By the way, Mark's the secret ingredient, in case you didn't know this.
Accent.
Can I tell him?
MSG.
MSG, baby.
All those Asian women.
Whoa, dude, you can't.
We're so fucking right about that.
Aging. He said aging. Okay, good. But the Oriental one. Are you excited? You can have your own cooking channel.
Yeah, buddy.
We have to go steal that camera from Skylar.
If anything, my phone's just as good.
Yeah, she's 4K.
I have a GoPro, come on.
Do you have a GoPro?
Yeah.
Are you serious? No, seriously.
Yes, we've been over this.
No, we haven't.
The Hero 6 Black.
Are you
You're lying.
You
got it for Sydney, right? Well, I got it for us, yeah.
And you guys never use it?
No, we use it.
Oh. All right, I'll shoot the video and then edit it. You know what I'm saying?
No, but how's the sound on those things?
It works pretty well. Well, actually, we could probably hook this up to it.
Yeah.
Can you get some more water?
Yeah, here.
It's empty.
No, let's see. I'm going to go get you one. I'll get you one.
Yeah, can you give me one? Like cold?
Mm-hmm.
It's cold.
Oh, now you want cold water?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's a Yeti, dog.
This is for cold.
You're gonna use this? You're really gonna wipe it on your dirty
You're gonna
shirt.
Re-dirty it. From the inside, too. So he's got his back sweat on him.
This is my perfect little champ guy. Dude, the top fits one condom.
Yo, hold on.
Perfectly.
Okay, don't
you
lose your condoms. Everybody knows you just tie your foreskin in a knot.
Yo, really quick. How old is that man?
It's literally bought it with the desk.
It came with the desk?
No, I bought it
the
same
at the
day.
Same time.
Yeah. Why?
All right. What was there before?
Nothing.
Your bed was there, right?
No,
his
my bed's
bed
over there.
In the corner.
This was just over here more. And then I had this guy. Which we might be able to hook this onto this guy. And then put it dead center. Or just leave it even on here.
Just
put it, set it on the stand.
Yeah.
Because this arm is really cheap.
Yeah. But, you know,
and
practice.
I am not drilling holes.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of good advice, practice makes permanent.
All right, guys.
True.
I figured out a way that we can boost our listeners.
Productivity.
You know, they have cam girls.
What, cam guys?
Cam guys, but only sound.
So it's like
I call it gay ASMR.
I was gonna lean in and say that.
Yeah. Welcome to the first episode of our gay ASMR.
Gay.
Ladle, ladle, ladle.
That's gonna be so loud.
Ladle, ladle.
Can't even say it. Penis. You fondle the penis and the testicles. Testicles, testicles.
All right, we are done with our gay ASMR for next the week, moment. Next week
on gay ASMR,
we find out he's actually gay. It's the boys in the backyard.
The boys inside the backyard.
Backyard boys.
Oh my god. Bareback. Oh, do you have any
bareback boys?
Do you have any artwork that you want to use for this one?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Because some of our discussions for this artwork is hilarious.
Oh, I know which one we're going to use.
I got this shoe right here.
Which one is it? You can't say.
No, it's not socially acceptable at all. Penis, 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 penis.
No, we can't use that one. We can't use that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not socially acceptable.
It'd be funny though. It'd be funny to us. People would kill us.
Yeah.
Talk about 5-star reviews. We're getting 2-star reviews.
Dude, we're going straight to hell. We're Don Juan after this.
We might be going straight to hell, but like, at least the road trip's going to be fun.
Marcus isn't going to remember the road trip.
Oh, you know what we should get? We should get a picture from either Bonnie and Clyde or what's the other one? The road trip movie. With the two girls.
Marcus. Backyardians. Oh, the Backyardians.
Where's my phone?
Like copyright back here.
No, it can't be copyrighted if we take more than 25% of it. And I'm not a lawyer, I'm just guessing.
It's not copyrighted if we're not making money on it.
That's true.
We are doing this out of love. This is a labor of love.
If you guys want to send us money,
send it to Marcus through BBM.
You can find us on Venmo.
You can find us on Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle is just low-key racist. Backyard again?
Down.
And then what was the other one? What's that movie?
You had to give me something to
go
off.
The two girls go on a road trip. And then
two girls, one cup. Next.
No. Two girls go on a road trip and they kill themselves by driving off the cliff at the end.
White Chicks.
Nope.
Scream 2.
No.
Oh, that one music video by Eminem.
Oh, Stan.
Yes.
You're welcome.
No. Oh, Thelma and Louise.
Marcus shared an album with you. What kind of disgusting stuff is this? Send it as an SMS, not as a cloud link. You disgusting human being.
I'm just trying to figure out some of these things. Okay.
Forever on my mind. Only.
What are we going to call Marcus's
pieces of my mind.
No, his cooking channel.
With you. MSG stands for Marcus Serving Goods.
Serving Greats.
Serving Looks.
Serving
damn,
goodness.
Dude, I look like a homeless man in this. Karaoke?
Hey, that's a good picture. That was so long ago, though.
I can still hear a screaming clarity. I can hear Jackie yelling in this
photo. Oh, my God. That's one of those pictures that you can hear.
That like the Mona Lisa.
I remember just somebody was taking a video or something. I think it was Kyle was posting a video on his Snapchat or on his story. And all I could do was look over at him. Marcus, you remember that? I looked over at you and I went like, and I did the cut the neck thing. Don't let him post that. Don't let him post that.
Which picture? Oh.
You remember that?
No, I don't.
Every time we go with Marcus. Or every time we go with Kyle.
No, every time he posts something, and I'm just like in the back, don't let him post it. Don't let him post it. It's going to ruin my rep with the Backyard Boys.
Those Australians think we're punks.
I'll fight any one of you Australians. Just kidding, I won't.
You can't beat a kangaroo. Kangaroo Jack, my guy? You tell me you can take out Kangaroo Jack?
Dude, Kangaroo Jack can whoop anybody.
Dude.
That's my hero right there.
First off.
Kangaroo
Jack had no technique.
did you really just hypothetically challenge kangaroos?
Bobby, what are you talking?
Because I would pay money to see you get iced by a kangaroo.
How about this? Winner eats the loser.
I heard Marcus is really gamey.
Oh my god, look at that, guys. Oh, excuse me.
Bless you.
Wow, that's going to be good ASMR right there.
You get ASMR. Is that offensive?
Let us know in the comments below.
Can we please get 500,000?
I'm looking up fucking... All right, did you see the one I just posted right now?
No. Did you send it as an SMS or...
Well, no, I'm sorry. I only sent it as... What's it called?
Can you please stop doing
that? What do you want me to do?
When you send it, just...
Thelma and Louise.
That's the
movie.
They
die at the end?
Spoiler alert.
Thanks for fucking ruining that shit.
Hey, if you didn't want it ruined, why did you come over here?
That's what your mom said last night.
God damn.
She ruined my shit.
You shitter. Alright, real talk though. I love finger in the caga.
Marcus snaked my drain earlier today. And that's not a sex thing.
A little finger in the blowhole never hurt nobody, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. Dude, unless you're like a little kid. Yeah, bad. You're very bad.
Yes. 100%.
Oh, dude, did I tell you guys? A teacher from St. Genevieve got arrested for having child pornography.
St. Genevieve's? Where's
high school, here.
I don't know where it is.
In the valley? Denden went there.
St. Genevieve, all the Filipinos that went to private school went to St. Genevieve.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Kevin went there, Denden went there, and another ZBT Cedric. All
right.
They went there, and he taught them.
Really?
Yeah.
What? He taught them what?
And, like, I guess he taught theater. So that's
camera
like,
angles.
He taught theater.
Like, oh, damn.
Yeah. But he's arrested right now, and they're investigating, like, whatever ring he was in, or if he did anything to the kids, or... You know.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I think you know somebody.
That you used to know?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
And we're back.
We're back again.
At Supercuts.
Our thing keeps cutting out.
Yeah.
Captain Cuts?
Yeah, because we're used to the...
Captain Cucks.
We're used to using an app that we switched over to.
All right, guys. A lot title for this? Choice Cuts.
There you go.
There we go.
That's a good one. Marcus, good job. I'm proud of you.
I'm contributing.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for coming out.
You're enjoying it now, huh?
No.
Now that you don't have to talk shit about your work coworkers. After all that shit you talk about them. No, Marcus doesn't talk shit about his coworkers ever.
He doesn't talk shit about them behind their backs.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Oh my god. Marcus, is you're an amazing person.
You're on a roll right now.
You're doing great, sweetie. That's the referee. It didn't even work very well because there's a light right behind your head. If you stand on this side, I'll take
a black picture. Dude, black gray, but it came out with a way better picture.
Alexa, turn off the light. Try again. Marcus.
Dude, that was not cool, bro. I'm scared of the fucking dark.
Marcus, put the thing up. I'll take a good picture now. We're going to post this on our tweets.
Which tweet?
All right. Alexa, turn the light on.
Let me see this picture. Yeah, no, I don't look... Dude, I look fucking scary as
fuck. Dude, you look like Adrian.
Dude.
Yeah, low key. That's kind of weird.
Dude.
You look like Adrian and Nick had a baby.
It was Nick, big Nick.
No, your brother Nick.
Dude, that Shrek thing.
Does it not look? Oh my God. Does it not look like him and you and Nick had a baby?
Dude, you are a hard kid, Marcus. You know all those jokes about fucking your mom? No jokes, my guy.
Yeah, you know what it is. You're killing it. We'll probably put up another episode by this weekend sometime. Sunday, maybe?
Yeah. Because I have more free time. All the family's leaving. Marcus isn't on call. Kyle's quitting his jobs.
Is he?
No.
I told him today he should quit one of them.
Yeah.
So he's just, like, enjoy life a little bit.
He's coasting right now.
Dude, he's stacked on money. Dude, yeah. We made him pay for the ticket. We made him buy the extra Odessa ticket. I mean, I already sent him money and Marcus didn't yet. But it's because Marcus is a cuck.
That's because Marcus spent all his money on lunch.
Marcus's coworker spent all of his own money on Marcus's lunch.
Dude, really?
You want to make any more noise over there?
It's got the filter thing.
Filka fish, nah.
I think that drink messed up my stomach.
It's just Alka-Seltzer.
No, I know. That's settled your stomach.
Here, put this in the thing over there.
Oh, you recycle me?
Fancier than your mom.
Dude, I was about to say, I swear, if you drop a can into a bucket of cans. What do you mean? You're just kidding. You did it.
No, man, I didn't drop it.
Dude, you know what I just finished the other day? I finished...
Backyardians.
No, I finished... What's it called?
Dexter.
What's that book? The Da Vinci Code. Have you
read the book, Da Vinci
Code? I did Audible, but I just finished it. Dude...
With Nicolas Cage?
16 hours
fucking
long.
Tom Hanks, bro.
Dude, that fucking book is 16 hours long. Dude.
National Treasure? Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm going to do Angels and Demons next. Right now I'm on Alien 3. It's actually, it's like...
A script or like...
No, they're books, but...
Oh, because you signed up for Amazon. So
yeah,
you know what you should do?
Audible, yeah.
Fucking Harry Potter.
I was thinking about it, but it's... I try to get as much money out of it, as much as it's worth. So I picked the longest books I could find. I'll probably do the Bible eventually, you know.
Dude, yo, do you get to know fucking Jesus?
Jesus?
J-Dog?
What is rolling up that plant?
I think it's called the Passover. I'm pass it over. Awesome, that was off the dome right now. You're welcome.
She's a puff of Passover. That's actually...
That's why Jesus was a pacifist.
What? The pacifier? With Vin Diesel.
The pacifist.
Oh, man.
So you excited or what, Marcus? What are you doing tomorrow? You have just a regular day and then you're done? Are you
I'm
on
going
call?
To slab leak tomorrow.
You're on call? Oh, slab leak. You have to break up concrete?
Yeah.
You want to take Will? Start him off on the easy stuff.
No, I'm having Doug with me, so Doug is...
Dig Doug?
So Doug...
Didn't Doug break his foot?
He did, like, back, like, 3 years ago, and then last year, and then this summer.
He's still working? I thought he got, like...
No, he's good to go now again.
I thought he got cut. Like, they tell them, we're not paying you anything, and here's $1,000, get the fuck out of here.
No. He's fine.
That's good, man. I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
And he's good.
Yeah, he's the one who lives close to, like, Stockton, right?
No, that's Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Joe.
Joe
okay.
lives out in the middle of nowhere that made Marcus buy a gun. For the record, Marcus has 6 guns in his house.
But no ammunition. So, he's okay.
The
you
house is full
him.
Of children.
Dude, that's so bad. You cannot say that over the air.
It's because his room is full of semen there. For the record.
Seamen meaning people who are in the Navy, right?
Yes, because his cousin was in the Army.
Seamen. His sheets are covered in semen. You see this little red light here, Marcus? It means we're recording.
It says mute.
Red means
you hit the
it
button,
says mute.
You hit the button, it flashes, and it's mute. It mutes the microphone.
Red means recording. So Marcus cooking show coming. Matt's recorded stand-up coming.
Yeah, right.
My first single's coming.
Yeah. Matt is single and coming.
The pronoun, not the...
Matt's doing ASMR.
And Kyle's...
coming out.
Yeah. So you better.
Omar's first Braille menu is coming out soon.
Yeah.
And Kyle's shirts are already printed.
Yep, I'm gonna be working
Skyler's
on
Skyler's shirts. Are
I'm gonna be working on the merch line too.
There we go. Hope in Japanese.
So let us know if you want anything. We're probably not gonna set up a store right away, but if you want to order something,
oh yeah, my cabinets are almost done.
Shoot us an email. Oh, your table's almost done too.
Yeah, table's done. Ledger's done. Nightstand's almost done.
Wait, can I see your table?
The dye table. Are we gonna play on that before you go set it up?
Yeah,
probably. After I set your table,
there's like some stains on there from like sitting your mom's ass up on there and reaming her out. But you can go see
the
it.
Past tense. All right,
thank you guys for coming
to
episode 13.
Past tense version of seeing your table.
Saw your table.
Then I'm gonna cut it.
All right.
Oh, that would have been good.
And that's
because I'm gonna cut it. Stop. Episode end.
Yep, that's it. Episode end. That's
Alright, cool. I go home now.
13 episodes in. Thank you for everything. Like, subscribe, tweet us. The boys backyard BBQ
or barbecue. BBN.
Hit them up on BBN. You can send us Venmos if you want.
Please
help us out. Wish five.